Oh man, I already fucked up.
Keep going, keep going.
Oh no. Do 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 do.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking it up.
We're all right. Artists. All right.
Well, this I tried.
Fucking amazing.
That was all for you guys.
It was all for you. All for you.
So hey, what's up, cabrona?
What up, chingona? What's poppin', girl?
Nothing. Just like 5 beers deep. You know.
I'm only 1 mimosa deep, and it's Sunday, so I think I'm doing something wrong.
So quick break. We're gonna give her 3 more mimosas and be right back. Okay.
Cool. Liquor, por favor.
So hey, what's up?
Appreciate it. What's nothing much? What's what have you been on, doing dude? Lately?
Dude, the same thing I always do. Try to take over the world by watching TV.
Are we doing like a Pinky in the Brain kind of intro?
Am I the brain?
Whoa!
Because if I'm not, then we're not doing that.
Then we're not. Because we're both the brain. Like, we, no, there's no compromise here.
Okay, so the brains and then Pinky somewhere else. Sweet.
So, like, we just finished watching a Demi Lovato video.
Cool. She's beautiful. Summer.
She's beautiful. Everyone in this house got a little wet.
I think most people were pissed about that video, but I loved it.
I mean, I watch it just to watch her do things, anything. She can do whatever she wants. I'm gonna watch it. Like, she could walk down the street and I'd be like, I am here, I am watching her.
Yo, I just really loved her confidence in that video. And then, like, it was just, there was a lot of like
skin,
WLW kissing.
WLW, is that how we're gonna call it?
That's what I call
mujeres
it.
Mujeres besando mujeres.
Women loving women.
Three L's? Wait, women loving this. Anyways, that's confusing. I can't think that far right now.
Yeah, you can't think that far. She had one sip.
Dame más way. Por favor.
Oh, she's going for round 2. This is gonna be a fun podcast.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
So what have you been watching lately that I have clearly not been watching?
Dude, I took Friday off for no reason and watched...
Amazing.
Yes, I watched 3 straight, like, episodes straight of The Handmaid's Tale.
Not to be confused with The Handmaiden.
The movie.
Don't confuse
Which is
them.
Amazing.
Amazing. Watch amazing. That. I'll talk about that on a different episode.
It's good. But no, The Handmaid's Tale, it's on Hulu. I think it only even has 3 episodes. I think I watched them all in one day.
Oh, nice.
So fuck me.
How long are those episodes?
I think they're like 50 minutes or something like that. But
okay,
the reason that I wanted to watch it, though, was because, once again, Alexis Bledel is a lesbian. And this time it's not that bad. Like, wait, it wasn't Jenny's Wedding or whatever.
Okay, thank God. That was the worst acting I've ever seen in my life. Oh,
it killed
and
me.
And of course we watched it. Of course we endured it because it's fucking
gay.
Yeah,
but we still have to. And then fucking horrid soundtrack too. It was so bad.
Worst acting. None of that was believable, by the way.
It was not. It was so bad.
They're
it
dating?
Was just like,
if they're dating, then I'm dating them too.
Like, I think I had more chemistry with Jenny than
I have more chemistry with this dog right now than they have with each other.
I had more chemistry
and
with
the dog just walked away from me, so that's showing you a lot.
But yeah, so The Handmaiden's Tale is good. No, and
what is their tale?
It's intense. So I just, from what I had gathered, I thought it was like some old-timey thing, right, with like pilgrims and shit. I don't know, I thought it was old, but it's not. It's futuristic. It's like a dystopia, dude.
What?
Yeah, so it's like people, like, I don't know, fucking martial law basically takes over and like the government goes hyper religious.
I love shit like this. Yes.
And then like, yeah, and then basically all women are, because most people are now infertile, so they like gather the women who can have kids possibly, and wow, like basically force them to just be breeders.
Oh, is this kind of like Children of Men?
I haven't seen that. I knew I was going to get a stare for that. Oh, okay. I always get weird points whenever I say I don't watch certain things. I'm not a movie person. We've discussed this.
We got each other. We understand each other. Me and one of our engineers. Me and Brandon. Brandon, the best engineer.
Brandon needs to get on somewhere. But yeah, no. The Handmaid's Tale is... it's legit, dude. Like, it's... I will say, like, if you're looking for a happy tale, do not watch this. This is very depressing. But Pusey is in it.
Gross.
Or I know she does not like Pusey, so we're not gonna let her talk about it.
That's honestly the reason why I haven't wanted to watch it, because I don't want to watch anything with Pusey in it.
she's not in the whole thing, you know what I mean? Like, she's,
I don't
want to
watch
major,
anything with her in I it. Mean, I'm going to watch Orange is the New Black with a smile on my face that she's gone.
Ouch, dude. That hurt so much. Okay, anyways. that really did. It hurt me. But it hurt me a lot.
I just don't like her for petty reasons. But other than that, I think her character
okay.
Okay,
be petty, I guess. But anyways.
She's a perfect life in real
she's
life.
She's in it. Ugh. In real life. But real yeah, life, in this show, she does writer. Not, dude. In this show, she does not. But she's still a badass lesbian in this, which yeah. shocked me. And it was great.
I mean, her playing a lesbian isn't shocking.
Though. You're not even in, you haven't seen it.
I'm just throwing the most shade.
The most, dude. Like, where did all my light go?
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
Anyway, she's in it. And I personally love her, and I'm a little pissed at Netflix right now about Pusey still. Yes, I'm bitter. You
Continue.
Got, by the way, season 5 Orange is the Black allegedly got leaked recently, so that's what you get, bitch. That's what you get.
What?
Orange is the New Black, it got leaked.
I feel nothing bad about that. I feel like
I feel great about it.
I do too.
I don't feel bad about
it. I don't feel like
because
they
killed
it.
Pusey.
Nah, I don't care.
You don't care about that.
I don't care. Yo, release it early. I'm down. Like, I'll watch it.
But not
care.
To mention though, like, you know, Orange is the New Black has really great queer representation. Well, not great. They're all in prison, right?
But isn't that sad that that's the only time where you get stories of people of color?
But you get a shitload of jail. Them. People of color and queer people of color. Like, a ton of them. Like,
a ton of them.
Just a whole bunch.
And they're all my favorites.
And it's one of the most popular shows, so you cannot say diversity does not sell. You know what I mean?
Clearly, it sells.
And then in The Handmaid's Tale, they're pretty decent about diversity, right? Like, the main lead is a woman. She's white, though, but she's in an interracial relationship. So okay. That's kind of cool. And then with a man, yeah. but still,
I'll take it. Whatever.
Yeah, it's interracial. It's she's still a woman. It's cool, but it's really interesting. Like, because they kind of go back and forth between what happened before, kind of like their little war started, their dystopia went full on. So they go back and forth in the past and the future.
And they have those weird outfits on, right?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah,
it that's goes, another turn off.
No, but like, it's honestly, like, they haven't gotten to the point where they explain those exact outfits. Actually, like I said, it's just it gets hyper religious and it is dystopia. Basically.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I like stuff based on that.
Yeah, it's like that's why they have those outfits or whatever, because you have to be pure and all this other shit. But honestly, it's super hypocritical, as is most organized
societies,
religion.
As is most society.
Most organized religion is this way, but yeah, it's actually kind of scary, because it gets to the point where it's kind of like real, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of the stuff you can see happening
currently,
like martial law and shit like that, like, you can see that shit actually possibly happening in our actual society,
in Trump's America.
It's scary. It's fucking Gross. Scary, dude. So I was a little bit scared, and like, I'm not gonna lie, dude, like, it's dark for queer people, it's dark for everybody in that whole show, so don't expect anything happy. Anyways, that was my spiel. What have you been watching?
I have not been watching anything except the news.
Ew, don't do that. It's not fantasy.
I know, like, the news sucks. It might as well be like a sci-fi channel itself, though. Like,
it's
let's
a dystopia
be real.
In and of itself.
It's a dystopia within itself, so I don't have to look that far to see this weird world just like happening. Like, Sick Sad World is our world right now.
Yeah.
Like, we're going through like a global fascist period, but that's like
that's another podcast.
That's like a whole nother.
No, I'm just kidding.
Know, it's my
no.
poli sci stuff
yeah,
coming out.
Let's throw it in there.
But
no, that's why I really think you would kind of enjoy The Handmaid's Tale.
No, yeah, like, it sounds awesome. I'm just gonna skip over Pusey's scenes.
Like, she doesn't have that many. It's not hard.
Great, even better. Another reason to watch. Everyone out there,
I mean,
that doesn't like Pusey.
If she suffers a lot, wouldn't you want to see that?
Not really. I just don't want to see her on screen. Oh. But I'll watch it. Yeah, I'll definitely give it a try.
Yeah, give it a go.
Yeah.
It's on Hulu. New episodes every week. Yeah, apparently Hulu does the once a week thing. Kind of weird. But it's a
oh,
good
really?
Show. It's
like actual television.
Right.
That's lame.
I know. Can I please binge watch? Like, I thought I was going to
binge watch
this.
Can I
binge watch
it? I need it now. Microwave society. Why can't I do this all right now? Like, I need my tacos right now.
So you haven't been watching anything, dude? No new movies?
What have I done this week? Read a lot of articles, listened to a lot of music. It is pretty queer. Like, I've been listening to SZA, Love Galore, on a loop. And she does have a certain line in there saying that, you know, she's dated a few girls. And I was like...
What's the yes. line? I haven't heard it. What's the line giver?
She
you
says,
know, not
love
verbatim.
To my ladies... make love to my ladies, dated a few. Like, sadly, that's it, but that's enough for me, okay? That's all I needed. As all gay girls,
that's
all
like,
you need.
That's super apt, too. I thought it was, like, one of those, you know...
Like, oh, like,
well written, queer baity. Like, yeah, we're, no, not queer baiting, but like really like the, you have to read between the lines type of shit.
No, no,
it was just like dated like, a few, did that, you know? Dated some.
No, but yeah, I've been listening to that on a loop since it came out, and I recommend everyone else to listen to it on a loop. SZA is beautiful. And y'all would think so too.
Dude, yeah, I'll check it out. I haven't yet.
I'll show you a picture of her and then you'll wanna see.
No, I know what she looks like. I just haven't heard the song.
Oh, it's really good. I'm obsessed with her. But I'm like a super fan for her. I stan for only two people, SZA and Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean, dude.
Oh, my dude, we gotta do a whole thing on him. Because my love for him.
We'll do a spiel one day.
My love for him is eternal. I bought Blonde 3 times.
What?
Yeah. Like, I bought his magazine, I bought his CD, I bought a digital version, and now I bought a vinyl. I have 4 different times. Well, I don't have Blonde, I have Endless, but doesn't matter. 4 different times.
Dude, I became really obsessed with one of his songs lately, and I was like...
Which one?
I swear I was obsessed with it, but I can't fucking think of the name right now.
Is it off his latest album?
No, it's an older song. I went to go see Alessia Cara and she did a cover of it and I just fucking fell in love with it.
Alessia Cara did a cover of a Frank Ocean song? You have to see
it. We'll watch it after this.
We will.
It's good.
That's magical.
It is.
It's too much for me.
She played it on the guitar. She did it acoustic and then I had to go and do this exact same thing. No, it's the one about fucking running. Something about miles left and something about water. Swimming.
Oh, swim good.
Swim good. Fucking swim good.
That's yes. The
one. Swim good is
such
everything.
A good song,
dude. It's great.
All of
his
songs
fantastic.
Are good.
But yeah, no, it's that's I love Frank Ocean.
See, yeah, in my free time, in my free time, I just watch gay movies and I listen to music, and that's it.
Dude, I cannot stick to one thing when it comes to my free time. My only constant is television. I know it's beautiful.
Well, see, like mine is music. My constant is music and gay movies. That's literally it.
Dude, well, I have been listening to a lot of podcasts.
I'm proud of you. Who you've been listening to? Let's give him a shout out.
Latinos Who Lunch.
Oh my god, our favorite podcast.
Dude, I basically hope to be the female them, except not with
not
art.
Not like them, but like
not with art, but you know, with media instead.
They're so amazing.
They're really funny.
They're the best.
And they you know, they're very.
I feel informed every time I listen to them. I feel like I learn something new.
Yeah, that's what I fucking love. Like I used to just sit at work and scroll through Twitter, which I like Twitter and everything, but. Podcasts like are informative.
I'm glad I you know woke you to that. Yeah, what's up?
I just basically wanted to like know, you know, what's out there. And Latinos Who Lunch, you know, of the quite a few podcasts that I sampled were great. So shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Great.
They get 5 conchas.
They get no cafecitos, dude. I don't need a single cafecito to listen to them.
They're
like,
amazing.
They wake me up. They I'm woke when I listen to them.
Stay woke. Stay ready.
Now stay woke.
Hey.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. We'll stop there. I apologize.
Singers.
Yeah. I can't sing for shit. It doesn't stop me. But, anyways.
Yeah, that's the sad thing. It does not stop us.
Nope. I would do it in public. I would do it anywhere because Thug Life.
It's great.
So, let's talk about our main.
Oh, God. Yes. Okay. So, this has actually been out a while.
But if you haven't, please, 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 please. Everyone
I
know, I've been like, you have to watch this.
I have seen the first episode probably like 6 or 7 times because I introduced it to like five different people.
So happy. Who?
I introduced it to Vanya. Mm-hmm. Shout out Vanya. I introduced it to my roommate. He didn't watch it because he didn't relate. We get it, Brandon.
You can't relate.
Can't relate.
It's all right. I don't relate to anything on TV. That's why I don't watch.
Somebody that I was like seeing at the time, like who binge watched it. This was a while ago.
Shout out to that.
No, shout out to them. No.
Hey, you got another person to watch. It's all that matters. Doesn't matter if they matter.
Oh, and then Vanya, who I showed it to, like she introduced it to like 2 other people, including our mom, which is great.
Yes, dude. Okay, being gay and watching that show with
your
mom. Me and my mom.
I have not done that.
We spent a whole Friday drinking and just we binge watched the whole thing together.
That's so beautiful, dude.
Yeah, drinking with your mom, talking about woke shit is like
talking about woke shit.
Yeah, it was lit. We both had a bottle of wine and champagne, and it was just great.
That's pretty cool, dude.
It was amazing.
I'm definitely going to try to introduce my mom to it, like, over the summer, but there's no guarantees.
I feel like Rita Moreno is, like, a good segue for most older people because she's, like, their familiar face, you know?
Yeah, but she's like, before my mom's time.
Oh, your mom's young, right?
She's like...
She had you at a regular age.
I mean, yeah, like, I guess it was still kind of young.
My mom,
like,
really,
I'm not gonna have no kids at 26.
Yeah, no.
That's too young. That's like a year and a half from now, dude. Hell no.
That's my
actually
age now.
I would like to, but I'm not gonna.
At 26?
I wouldn't mind.
What? You want a whole family and stuff? Girl?
Like a good 5 or 6.
I want one when I'm like 30 and hopefully like financially stable.
That's probably when I will reasonably do it.
It's not like that I don't want children. It's more like, dude, like I can't afford myself right now. So
I can't.
Like,
I just can't be responsible.
Like, I don't even know. Yeah, exactly. Like, I can't. There's so many basic things that I can't do. Like, I just, like, stand there, like, I might be book smart, but I don't know how to do any of this basic. What's a door? How does it work?
What's its function? I can't relate to that, dude. I'm sorry.
Okay, I can, dude. I have no common sense. Like, I feel sorry for my girlfriend because she has to, like, deal with me. Like, I might be able to, like, teach her some history, but literally in real life stuff, I'm not functioning.
Dude, I have heard you say, like, thanks, babe, like, 10 times today because she keeps doing stuff.
Right? Like, you heard me say it so many times because I'm just like, oh my God, how does this pencil work? What is it? What's an eraser? What? Like, that's my whole life.
I've gotten to figure shit out being on, like, living away from home for a couple years. So, but like I said, I'm gonna be going to chill with my mom for about 4 months, and
shout out to moms.
See how that goes. She might be coming on the podcast.
Yes, that's. Yeah. I'm excited for that one. We have some goodies for y'all coming.
Yo, like authentic mom stories.
Yeah,
nothing beats that. So shout out to our bilinguals out there because it's probably gonna be in Spanish.
Vamos a hablar mucho español. No muy bien, because I can't speak Spanish very well.
Y'all can't be mad about it, though. This show is called Cabronas y Chingonas.
Yeah, deal with it. We're going to just do our best
it's
and keep
be
it
good,
moving.
But
yeah.
Speaking of bilingual and what? Spanglish.
Yes.
One Day at a Time is chock full of this shit. Like, they do not, like, hesitate to, you know, they don't even put the subtitles for the Spanish stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
God, I love it.
Yeah, it's
there's
just like
a swear
it's just
word
like,
in there.
It's like, oh my God, dude, they do some really bad swearing in Spanish.
Yeah,
I did the hand to the chest thing. I was like, oh my Lord,
oh my Lord, Dios mío,
ay Dios, there you go,
Dios mío, oh my God,
all of that, like, hard, but it's a really good show, and they, you know, they have a lot of Spanish and English intertwined.
I love it because that's how Americans,
dude, yeah,
Latinos,
you go to,
that's
yeah.
how they speak when they're here. You speak a little, speak a
it's
little.
It's actually a little more in my life, anyways. Like, mm-hmm. my mom speaks to me only in Spanish, and I speak to her only in English.
That was my relationship with my mom growing up too. Is like,
yeah,
like in public, it was very weird. I guess for other people,
yeah,
to
they
see
got
us.
They got half the,
they
half the
like,
conversation.
What? Like context clues? Like that's how
they
I
don't even know what we're talking about.
They have no idea what we're talking about. I mean, we'd have to do most of the talking. But
I guess we should kind of introduce what the show is even about, though.
Yeah. So go ahead. This is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's about a Cuban family. It's a remake. There was a show several decades ago created by Norman Lear. And it was, I don't know what the hell it was. Quite honestly, I didn't watch it. But I know that this
It's way beyond.
It's
before
old,
our time.
Yeah.
It's before our time.
But
way,
it got remade with a Cuban family in L.A., and it's based I don't think it's similar. The only common thing is like the name and that it's about a family.
I think it's a single mom thing,
maybe the single mom thing,
the number of characters, that's it.
But the single mom, I mean, I guess, like I said, I don't know anything about the first version of the show, but in this one the single mom is also a veteran, and she's in the medical industry.
Love it.
And she's like probably the strongest woman I've ever seen depicted, like, on a sitcom.
Strongest Latina woman.
Latina women.
We're not... Guess what? We're not cleaning a house. Oh, my God.
She doesn't clean that. She's in the medical fucking industry.
Oh, my God.
And they call out, like, the pay wage gap, you know?
Sexism within her
sexism.
Own job.
Like, sexism is a totally a big thing that's brought up. They talk about mansplaining in a really funny scene.
Oh, my God.
That was a good scene.
That's the reality of everyone working in any kind of industry, though. It's like... But... Oh, my God. My favorite thing about her character herself is that she's not sexualized.
At
she's
all.
She's not a maid.
Yeah, she's not like a Sofia Vergara character. Nope. You know what I mean? Like, this woman looks like,
she's
you know...
She's gorgeous, but
she's
like...
She's beautiful, but she looks real.
Yeah, she looks like like someone's tia. Like, she could be someone's really, really beautiful tia.
Yeah, she's like somebody's tia who, like, everybody has a hot for.
Yep, that's her. She's gorgeous.
Shout out to Diaz.
Shout out to other people's Diaz, not mine.
Not
no,
mine.
Thank you.
sorry if you listen to this Diaz. I have them on Facebook is a possibility. Oh god.
Okay, shout out to her tias then. I don't know what y'all look like, but shout out to that.
Oh my god. Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's a great show. And then other than, of course, she has two kids. Mm-hmm. And they're both like, one's a preteen and one's a teenager. It's Elena, and I'm a douchebag. I don't know the brother's name.
He's important and also not.
not yet. Not
to this podcast. He's very cool though. I really like him. Kid,
but even in the show, if you think about it, it's very female oriented.
Yes.
The women's stories are told more so than the men's, and that's I guess I can see how people would get mad about that, but it's great.
In a Latino family though, low-key that's what it's about. Like,
it's a matriarch.
It's a matriarch. Dudes are cool, but they're there to fix things and like and like look scary when you go places, but let's be real, the moms do all the work and all the talking.
She runs that household.
Moms just run things. Oh, the dudes are great.
Above
but
her
no.
No, not above her, but you know, like her mom is on the show, played by Rita Moreno.
Woohoo, love her. Dude, ooh, she, mega hot when she was young.
Dude, do you realize that she's literally the last Latina actress to get an Oscar for acting? And that was for West Side Story.
Wait, what? She's like, the last one to win an Oscar? She's,
well, for acting, yeah.
Wow.
That's like, that's, it's super, been sad. It's been over 50 years and no Latina has won an Oscar for acting.
That is so real though.
So yeah, that was gonna say, like, that really shows you right there that we need a lot more of One Day at a Time.
Ugh.
And in movies, you know what I
one
mean
day
and,
at a time. What's up?
Yes, dude, it's amazing that they have her on the show too, because of she represents.
She's like a legend,
and a lot of people have been trashing like her accent on the show, but
you
I
can't
mean,
please everyone.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, what are you going to do? Like, she is who she is. Like, I can't fake every accent in the world.
And her accent isn't, I don't feel like it's a stereotype. Like, I feel like my mom talks like that.
I mean, not every single, like, Mexican mom or every single Cuban mom, they don't all sound exactly the same.
They always talk like her, but I feel like that's very real to a lot of people. Like, that their grandma does, their abuela does talk that.
Or their moms.
Or their mom.
For me,
my mom.
For me, it's my mom. My grandma didn't speak English, though.
Yeah. So for us, that's like it's very normal. I didn't see it as offensive. I didn't see it as, you know, them. I do feel like maybe later on they can bring on different older Latina characters that aren't her, that aren't exactly, that aren't speaking with such a strong accent, or, you know, maybe they, since they're in LA, they could, you know, have Chicanos involved.
Yeah,
because
disclaimer, like, I'm not really sure that any of them are actually Cuban.
No, they're all Puerto Rican.
Not all of them.
No, okay, majority of them.
Elena, I believe, is from
Venezuelan.
I think it's one of those two.
She's from South America.
It's but not Cuba.
Rita Moreno is Puerto Rican.
Rita Moreno is Puerto Rican, but she's basically American too. You know what I mean? Like, she's
American Puerto Rican.
Right. Well, actually, Puerto Rico's a part of the United States. We need to stop being douchebags.
Well, Puerto Ricans would disagree with you there. I feel like...
Oh, well, I mean, like, technically.
I mean, yeah, they're like a colony, you know, but I don't think they would want themselves to be called American. I feel like...
That's an opinion we're probably going to have to get from a Puerto Rican person at some point
at
soon.
At some point, we're going to
we'll get back to you,
We'll get
on
back
that.
To you. We can actually give you that input.
We'll give you that input, possibly. But they talk about a lot of really serious topics, like alcoholism, like drug
PTSD.
Abuse, PTSD, dude, and like how veterans are really not treated very well in this country, like so badly.
Yeah.
They are not
treated
well.
There's no support
well.
System for them when they come back. And if it is, it's a failure.
It is, dude. Like, it gets really bad. And I don't think people understand how bad it is, like, at all. So it touches upon that.
Being undocumented.
They have a lot of that, and that's pretty cool.
We'll discuss it when we get into, because we don't want to.
Yeah, we're gonna just give you guys an overview right now,
and then we'll get into the spoilers.
Yeah, so we're gonna basically have a little cutoff point, which I guess we may as well make right now. Yeah, cutoff point. So after this, so go watch the show if you haven't already.
Please go watch
it in its
it.
Entirety. Come back, and we're gonna you can
binge
listen
watch
to
it
our
with your mom or your dad or your abuela or your sister, or your cousin, or your friend, or your dog,
or all of them.
All of them at the same time.
No, separately, so you can keep watching
it. Yes. No lie, I think I watched it 4 times already.
I've watched it twice all the way through.
Yeah, 4 times, I think, all the way through. Not even playing.
It's good, dude.
I wish I was exaggerating, but I'm really not.
Okay, so let's talk about probably the more important character to us.
Our favorite character.
Elena.
Elena, we love you, girl.
She's about to be 15 in the show. She's about to have her quinceañera, and... Because she is, like, the biggest social justice warrior you've ever seen on television, but she's adorable. It's okay.
And she's Latina at the same time. Can we talk about Latina. That? Like, she's the only one?
Yeah, can you, like, honestly, like, currently on television, I don't think I can think of another Latina who's a lesbian, teenager.
Social justice warrior, woke.
Or just the first three, like, or just the first two.
We can keep going, because she's honestly amazing.
She's very, very well-rounded, and very, like, a modern character.
Yeah, I feel
and,
like,
And she was, like, born in South America, like, the actress was, and she's very new to the acting scene, but she's very welcoming to her new fan base. Shout out Chavelua on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I totally follow her on Instagram.
I follow her on Twitter. Yeah. She's great.
She's awesome.
And yeah, this show's great. The showrunners are Gloria Kellett and I have this article pulled up, I swear. No, shout out to the showrunners too. They like go we through and they like
y'all really give like respect your, to they'll like character.
Our tweets. Yeah, they'll like our tweets and stuff like that. They're really interactive. Oh, Mike Royce. You saw that one.
Mike Royce
and Gloria Kellett. Yeah, they're pretty great. And yeah, so Elena, though, is, I think the reason she was written so well was there was queer Latina writers, like, in their staff. And that's pretty goddamn unheard of. Like, if you think about it.
Super unheard of.
So, yeah, they're great. They did an interview with Otto Straddle where they answer a lot of questions that you guys should definitely go check out. It's a great article. And they're super interactive, too, with the actors and stuff like that. Like, they all hang out and stuff and I don't know. I think that's the most important thing when it comes to screenwriting, at least for me, like somebody who has experienced these things to tell the tale, because you end up with really awkward like scenes, you know, like on Supergirl, it's super awkward sometimes.
Yep.
It's so awkward. I'm just like, dude, I get it. You just came out. You're like 35. You know, this is not real, but okay. So I don't know. What do you, I guess, what's your favorite thing about Elena?
I love that they gave her a realistic character arc. Like, the development she did from episode one to the last episode is amazing. Her whole, when she was questioning, not necessarily questioning, but when she was dating that guy, trying to figure out.
It was real.
That was so real. Like, I felt like every lesbian's like, dated a dude just to been like, well, is this how it's supposed to be? I don't think it is.
I saw a comment online somewhere and I don't know where the hell it was, but where they kind of explore that scene, there's a scene where she's like saying, oh, he has nice eyes, he has a nice smile, you know, like these physical attributes that she's not necessarily attracted to, but she's like, you know, that this is a conventional attractiveness that I'm supposed to like, and she like names it or whatever, and she's just like, I guess I should, because, you know, that's what society has taught me.
Yeah,
right. And then like at the end she's just like, I felt more watching Bella on Twilight. Which is so funny because
Kristen Stewart is so gay.
Yeah, she's so gay now. Plus, like, they kept calling her Latina Twilight.
Latina Twilight, that's right.
It was so cool to see an emo, like, completely aside from the queer storyline, it was really cool to see, like, an emo Latina. Because you don't see that enough.
That's super rare. I mean, we see it in our everyday, but not on TV.
I was an emo Latina, dude.
I was kind of, too.
I was, like, way into it. Like,
I don't know how heavy I was
into it. I did it a little too
much. Yeah, okay. I just got this look. Like, girl, you better own up to it. Yes, yeah, I was, like, a scene kid.
There was a swoop in the hair of the hair.
Yeah, I had the whole hair swoop. I used to wear, like, everything from Zoomies. Anyways, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Shout out to her. That character is amazing. And the actress got a role for a new Marvel series.
What?
So yeah, that's what is it, Generation X or something like that? No, it's something else. But she got another role and it's Marvel related, and just, I guess, Google it, loca. Shout out to Latinos loca. It's pretty good.
Do your Googles, get in the matrix, get figure the it Googles out. On. No, I love her character arc where she's questioning her sexuality and
the grandma's reaction to it.
I love the grandma's reaction to it because I feel like that maybe, I don't know if that was my mom's reaction.
Your mom's reaction was to, like, the grandma's reaction?
Yeah.
Where she's just like, who am I to question God?
Yeah.
That shit was great, dude.
I don't know if my mom was that into God that way, but I think, like, I definitely think she was very accepting.
That's really awesome. Yeah, it's rare, right? I can't relate.
Yeah, I
can't relate to that, dude.
Oh shit, we'll do a whole thing on the moms.
Yeah, we'll do a whole thing later. It'll come up later. But yeah, I know the grandma's reaction was pretty cool, and then I thought it was really real that they let the mom, I guess, grieve a little bit for the loss of, I guess, these experiences. Her straight life.
Yeah, right? That straight life she wanted her to have.
Right. Or
that's
not,
realistic.
Not straight life per se, but experiences. Like, she was talking about how, like, oh, they would go and, like, you know, talk about boys together, you know, and so that kind of thing. I guess that's what she was kind of grieving. And I think that's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think what was most important is that they showed the mom being 100% supportive to her face, like,
and letting her question that
on the side. Yeah, like side. Her troubles, like, she left them on the side. She didn't let her that's daughter pretty awesome see that.
Too. Yeah, like, that's rare.
It is, like, most moms are like, where did I go wrong?
Damn.
Yeah, but I mean, it turned out a lot better than I thought it would, nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean, you're still hurt.
I'm alive.
You're alive. Shout out to that.
Shout out to
what's
life.
Up, poppin'. You're no, live,
Elena. I mean, I don't know, for 100 reasons.
What was your favorite thing?
My favorite thing of the whole series, with Elena, of course, it was definitely the moment where her grandmother had been working on her dress for, like, a whole episode. Yes. And she was just, she you know, she was being sweet. She was, you know, Elena was being sweet to her. She's like, oh, yeah, I love the dress. This is great. Every change she made, she was like, this is great. But then, you know, the grandma wanted more than, oh, this is great. Like, and she finally, like, shows her, like, you know, not a dress, but like
a pantsuit,
like a pantsuit, like on, like, almost like a tuxedo type of version of a quinceañera dress, and, like, she cries, and that was, like, the most important moment to me, because the reason I didn't have a quinceañera is because wearing dresses has always made me want to cry, dude. Like, I hated it so much. Mm-hmm. So, so it was really hard for me when I was 15 and I didn't end up having one. So then when I saw that, I swear to God, like,
you felt bawled. It in your soul. Well, that's another thing I like about the show is they there's so much heart in every character and everything feels genuine and sincere, and, like, they put a lot of care and trust into it. Like, it wasn't just a scene with a grandma showing a daughter a dress. Cool. No, it was, like, a grandma showing her gay, like, granddaughter.
And sacrificing, like, this tradition.
Her own idea of her tradition. But it was still, like, it was finding a new way to follow a tradition, though. Because it was still your grandma making a dress. Like, my tia hemmed my quinceañera dress. It wasn't a real dress, but she did it out of some kind of sense of, like, obligation that I didn't have a grandma, so she did it. And it was so normal at the time. And now I'm thinking about how that's something that's tradition. Like, your abuela hems, like, fixes your dress, apparently. Like, I didn't know that was...
I didn't know that. Like, I didn't have the quinceañera experience.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't necessarily either. I had my own revamped American version of it. That's why I related to that scene a lot, because my tia did it, and even... That's, not even being close.
Shout out to tias again, dude.
Shout out to tias for doing it. Yeah, because she didn't know me like that. And she just did it.
She didn't.
Like, she was cool. Like, of course I'll do it, you know? Because everyone's tia is, like, a seamstress if you're Mexican. If your mom ain't, your tia is... Somebody in your family definitely was in the sweatshop making pillows. Aww. Shout out to everyone in my family, though, because all of them, that's where they all met. That's where my mom met all of my tias, working at the pillow factory. So shout out to that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to the pillow factory.
What was your favorite part of it?
Of what?
Of Elena's storyline.
Well, like, the whole question of your sexuality and coming to terms with it. Because I feel like... for me, it was probably my most difficult thing, is just coming to terms with it with myself.
Really?
Yeah, like, it was easy once I figured it out, but, you know, being 15 and having to worry about fitting in and knowing you don't fit in is a weird vibe. So, but, I mean, it took me, like, maybe, like, a year to figure it out.
Times four over here, dude. It
took you 4 years? It took you all of high school? Okay, I thought I was complaining. because it literally took me 1 year, and I was like, oh, my God, I was 15.
You know, I guess I probably knew after, like, 2 years, but then, like, for me to be about it, four.
4 years.
Yeah.
Ooh, dude. Okay, I'll never say that it took me a while, then.
No, I mean, that's still a while. You know, like, these days, kids are just like, yep, yeah, I'm into her. All right, cool. But that's it.
Really? Peace. Is that cool?
I guess maybe that's just my imagination.
I think it's her imagination. It literally took me like a year to be like, yo.
I thought it was like Elena, you know, on that show. It took like 2 months on the show. Like, so.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Determining on that. No, and I also love, like, the mom.
Dude.
I love the women in the series. The mom, the grandma.
What's her last name?
I don't want to mess up her name, so.
Justina Machado.
Yes. She's, I love her. If I was like an old dude, I'd be hollering. I'd be like, yo.
I don't care how old I am, dude. I'll holler right now.
Okay, you can holler right now and get struck down, but.
Ooh, can we have a quick, what would Maitha do?
Yes, what would Maitha do?
For season two, what would Maitha do? Yes. I would put myself in as a character, right?
Date the mom?
No. Okay. So like I put myself in as a character and like, I'm, I don't know, like somehow end up working. Or not directly in that, you know, their little medical office, but like maybe like one of those people that like pushes the drugs on them, you know what I mean? Like one of those.
Oh yes,
yeah, I know. So I'm that character, right? And I'm like super gay, and it's obvious, right? Mm-hmm. And like I fall for like the mom.
Oh wow, that's awesome. But
the mom wants me to be like a good role model for her daughter.
That's creepy.
What's that creepy?
That's so Shane from the L Word. Remember when like
no,
the... no,
I don't recall.
That's Shane from the L Word. Do you remember where like Shane? Was I think she was banging out that old lady, and the old lady was like, "You could be around my daughter. She's gay." And then the daughter falls in love with Shane.
I remember that now.
Yeah, you're not gonna be the Shane of this show,
I'm
okay?
Do the Shane thing, no. But it's just kind of like that kind of thing where.
But you're totally where, into no,
but,
her.
But where her, the mom is like super oblivious to it, and then
the fact that you're in love with her, that would be so good.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
That would be such a good storyline. And then that's like Elena sees
me.
It. And then Elena
freaks
sees
out
it.
About it. Yeah.
She's like, "Oh my god, mom! Oh my god, mom! Maitha's in love with you."
Yeah, or whatever. We wouldn't even change her name. I don't know. That's my quick. What would Maitha do? I don't know. They talk about a lot of stuff. They talk like Elena has some issues with being the diversity candidate. Remember for that writing program?
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah, being she's just like I don't want to be chosen because I'm Latina. I want to be chosen because I'm good. And then like. How those things are necessary, and it's the pros and cons. You know what I mean? Like, not everything is black and white.
It's not. And I loved the grandma storyline when she came from Cuba.
Oh, where she had those realizations. That's so tough.
Yeah, that's to leave hard. Her country. Like, I can't even begin to understand, like, either of our parents and, like, leaving their country.
To forget, like, her sister and then remember and then just be absolutely heartbroken all over again.
To not be able to go back to your country. Like, that's what's... I mean, now they can go back to Cuba. Like, Cubans can go back to Cuba, but... Imagine you like being estranged from Mexico and not being able to go back is different from not wanting to go back. You know, that's such a different feeling because whether I want to deny it or not, every time I go, I feel like I'm home.
But yeah, it's crazy like going to Mexico sometimes and just feeling this weird sense of like belonging.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though, like, I go and I, you know, stutter my Mexican.
Yeah, even though the culture is so different from American culture, it's so alive and. Everything smells good, but
it's
you
so
just
chill, dude.
You just feel normal there. I don't know. I feel very normal in Mexico, even though like I'm super American and my accent. I have a pinche gringa accent.
Yes, my accent is ridiculous. That's the only thing that I probably dislike. Well, I actually got a lot of I got a bit of flack this last time around.
Why?
Every time before that, it was cool.
Is it because you're light skinned?
No, it's because that, like, that's pretty normal.
Eyes. Is that why?
That's pretty.
You just blink at people. You're like, hey. Oh
no,
at
the
you.
People, the light skins are pretty common where
it
where
is.
I,
it is
where
really
I,
common.
Where I go, at least.
Yeah, it is super common in Mexico. Actually.
No, but like this is the first time that I've gone there and had a visible tattoo.
Oh no!
Yeah, mad stigma or something. But they looked at me like I was. Like a gangster or something.
And you have what do you have? Like a cuddly
it's
little
like a
panda.
Cute little panda.
You have a cute little panda.
It's
and
like
they
watercolor.
Yeah. It is the most unthreatening tattoo anyone could get.
And like I literally, there was literally like a middle aged man who was just like, "Ay Dios mío." Those exact words.
Muchachos
yeah.
locas.
So, I mean, just, you know, cover your tattoos, I guess, and then you'll feel totally comfortable, totally at home.
Cover your tattoos and.
I mean, you don't have to. You
don't,
can endure
don't
the
do whatever you want. Yeah. Embrace who you are.
I still love it.
You still love it?
I love,
going I love
there.
It. It smells good when you're not near the sewers. Because it always smells like tacos. It always smells like food. And you can't get over that. And you can't get over how alive absolutely everyone is in Mexican culture. It's ridiculous. You will never go anywhere. And you have to talk to people in Mexico. Because Google Maps does not work very well out there.
It
Let me tell
not.
You better be, you if you want to get somewhere and you don't know how, guess what? Mexicans, you can just roll your window down. You can get directions there from strangers.
How did we end up on this topic?
I don't know. Something about, oh, isolation from your country in Cuba.
Yeah, that's tough. And then, you know, like, I think a lot of people could kind of relate to that as undocumented immigrants in general because they
Our
can't
parents,
go back
yeah.
or, well, you know, unless they want to stay there forever.
Yeah.
Which...
Like, My, you know, they cover that, and that's such a tricky thing because we're, I have the privilege, you have the privilege of being, you know, yeah, born just back here. And forth, and that's we were fine. Able to just move freely, but our parents were my parents were undocumented for the longest, you know, up until 2000. They'd been here like 20 years.
Damn.
And that's when they got their papers. You
yeah,
know?
My parents got their papers like sometime in the 90s.
In the 90s.
But they were undocumented for a while too.
Yeah, and that's kind of like a dual identity that I could never begin to understand.
Like I had the realization when we were talking the other day mm-hmm. that my mom has been in the United States longer than she was in Mexico.
Both of my parents do, yeah.
And that's fucking crazy to me because I, you know, like for most of my life, it was just like, you know, she was this Mexican woman who grew up in Mexico. That's her identity. That was it. But like now she went over the hump. Like she's been here longer.
And
she's
then, more American. You know? How do you define Mexican? How you define American? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's tough. That was just kind of something that I want to talk to her about.
Yeah. We can
one of these days. So yeah, identity, I guess they didn't go into depth about it, but they explored Cuban American life.
Yeah.
Even though they weren't Cuban actors, I guess it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't. I mean, the fact that they brought it up and that it was a topic was what was important.
Yeah.
So I'm glad good. They even tried to cover that subject because, what, Mi Familia, like, did you ever watch that movie or that show on PBS back in the 90s? No. I don't know why my mom let me watch it. J-Lo is in it. James Olmos. Oh my God, the wife from the George Lopez show, like, it was such a woke show, even back in the 90s. Of course, it got canceled. It was too much to handle.
No, I never saw it, dude.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll binge it.
Yeah, I was like, watch a few episodes, see what happens.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. But, yeah. Did we get off topic?
We keep getting off topic. Do. Yo, because there's so many ideas topics that stem out of that show because it talks about everything.
Yes, it does.
Like,
everything.
It goes... And okay, so you know, we're talking about how accepting the family was towards Elena, but we haven't touched on the subject of the dad not being accepting.
And that's also the reality.
Yeah, because I mean,
a lot of families.
There's a lot of machismo. You know what I mean? Like,
oh gosh,
they want this traditional stuff, and like he, you know, he found out about his daughter, and he was mad about it. You know, and then he still went and showed up to this quinceañera, right? And everybody was like, okay, it's gonna be okay. Dude saw her, like, you know, in her little tuxedo thing and, like, walked out.
Yes.
Like, it's fucked.
I mean, and that's a lot of other people's realities. They get shunned once they come out. Like, and that's because of that stupid machismo and traditional BS.
Or, you know, they do the thing where they come out and then they're pissed. But, you know, they don't really do anything about it until they see it with their own eyes. So it's like you have a choice. Like, either you can be fully out in yourself or you can not lose your family and kind of, you know, not live your full life. Just kind of be...
You just kind of exist.
Yeah, just kind of like, you know, act a certain way around certain people. Like, that sucks, you know what
like
I mean?
Like that, and I went through that like double identity crap, and it's not
what do you call it, code switching? Like,
it was way more than code switching. It was like emotionally switching. It was like, no, I can't do
you
this.
You walk into the house and all of a sudden, like,
you have to
you
act.
Can't talk about anything.
No, no. You have this entire life that you can't tell people about, and it's just not healthy.
I mean, I still kind of have that, I'm not gonna lie, but it's still like,
I mean, yeah, we have that to certain,
you know, little, degrees little, now little points of our life.
Yeah, there's things we're never gonna bring up, you know.
You have to do that at all times
and be scared to,
that'd be horrid, you know what I mean? We're lucky, like, even though, you know, it's not the greatest thing to be queer in America, like, it's a lot better than other countries.
Yes.
So we have some privilege there.
We have some privilege there. It's not completely terrible, but it's still trash.
It's still pretty trash.
It's still complete
Let's
trash.
Let's fix it here and everywhere else, please.
Yes, please. But yeah, so One Day at a Time is amazing. Change your life. Watch it.
Yes, do that.
I give it 5 conchas.
I give it, like, a half a cafecito.
And that's just so you can binge watch it, honestly.
That's just so you can have something in your hand while you watch it.
Yeah. Or do like I did, just drink a lot of liquor with your mom and watch it.
I'm gonna have to try it, dude. I'm gonna
watch
have
it
to try.
With your mom.
She doesn't really watch shows, period, let alone in English, so we'll see how that goes.
And it's nothing like a novella, which I love.
It's nothing like, yeah, there's
it's
no...
a very American sitcom, but with con salsa, you know.
It'll be good. I think I can get her to watch at least one episode. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
You can find us on Twitter, CYC Podcast, mm-hmm. Fried Papita on Twitter, MYTE Panda. That's me. All right. Cool.
Love y'all. Bye.